back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is rolling on. I am wearing my Restaurant Association of Maryland shirt. Sadly, Restaurant Week is over. There's a few places still doing it this week, but it was great promotion. Big appreciation to them for the Crab Cake Tour. And, of course, our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've got my scratch-offs this week. We're going to be at the Beaumont on Thursday in Catonsville. I've been trying to get there for lunch for a little while. Our friends at Goodwill and, of course, Win Donation also putting it all on throughout the fall as we take the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. Had a really good time at Cooper's last week. Talked about the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, a great luncheon. We got an incredible dog fest going on for Be More Humane out in Reisterstown on the 15th, and I'm a judge. The pretty dogs will all be there. Old dogs and new tricks. John Martin has been trying to teach me some new tricks and games, and he is the director of all things at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, where we give these things away each and every week. If you come on out to the show and say hello. Man, it's football season around here, but I know some of us are moving on into the baseball playoffs. I got Yankees fans yelling, stuff like that. John, how are we feeling about the – I almost called them the Tribe, but they're the Guardians. So I want to get this out of the way because our team's not making the playoffs and your team is. So this is where I have to begin the show and say, all right, man, I'm not wearing a Guardians hat or anything. Well, I would wear one. How are you?
Well, I could probably hook you up with one if you wanted to. Matter of fact, you'd probably get one that says AL Central Champs, you know, on the chest, the whole thing. But you know what? And you and I have talked about this earlier in the season. You know, this is not lost on Baltimoreans here. This is an example of what happens when you have a competent manager and you turn over a team of young guys and you see what your farm system really has. And these are the things the Orioles have done all year long. So, you know, the promise for 2023 should be excellent.
Well, I know, listen, you do business with the Orioles as well, yeah, and promotions and home runs. And we talk about this. We're with the Ravens now. And, you know, we'll be throwing footballs the next 2 weeks at the stadium, and hopefully beating up on the Bills and beating up on the Bengals in prime time. But the baseball promise here, and you've been here a while, but you lived in Ohio, you've lived other places. I've been doing this 31 years. I'm about to go into my 32nd year. We haven't had a whole lot. And I remember the best off seasons I ever had as a sports radio host were 96, 7, 8, when there was promise 10 years ago when you said, well, we didn't get them this year, we'll get them next year. That's like a baseball, sure, you know, that's as timeless as the sport itself. But this is the first off season for Don Mohler's grandkids in their life. You know what I mean? For anyone out there that's followed, for the gray beards like us, we're like pining away for maybe in your case, Mike Hargrove, in my case, Davey Johnson, or even before that, back into the 70s and Jim Palmer and Oriole Magic. But this is an off season for baseball for this city. That's important for the team. It's important for downtown. And I think more than anything, they're real. I mean, there's no doubt about that next year is going to be a real season. And that's cool. We haven't had a lot of that. I've owned this radio station 26 years. We haven't had enough of those. And I'm excited for, especially for the people that are the kids, watching kids have fun with Adley Rutschman. It reminds me of having fun with Mark Belanger, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, next year should be extremely promising. I mean, that's what sports is all about, right? I mean, the future promise, you know, that get them next year, as you said, you know, mentality. And not unlike, here comes a segue, not unlike the lottery.
Oh, right? Okay. You get another chance.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's what lottery players are. You know, they'll get it next time, or they're always optimistic for the big win. And, you know, we had some amazing winners over the last week or so.
Big bucks.
$1 million scratch off winner. Let me get the storyline here. I don't want to misrepresent this.
Well, so when you win $1 million on a scratch off, I keep thinking to myself, you're just probably sitting in your car, or you're like, sitting maybe, I mean, I see people scratch them off in bars all the time. It's Costas, places that I go. I mean, I had a winner last week at Cooper. She only won a couple bucks, but she was like, did I really win? Because that's always the feeling, unless you always feel lucky. I don't feel that lucky.
You know, it's funny. It was a $20 scratch off ticket, and you said it. You've already scooped the story here, and you can read all the details at mdlottery.com. But after revealing the win while sitting in his car, so, I mean, that's the reality, right? People get the scratch off tickets. They sit in the car, they scratch, and they won a few bucks. They go back in to get another ticket. They didn't win. They go home. They win $1 million. They sit there a while. They sit
there.
Yeah,
I probably would sit there through the whole Pink Floyd song and just sit there for a minute and say, hold on now, you know, who am I telling? You know, the emotion of it always strikes me, John, which makes it fun to talk about it every week. Cause I'm thinking, all right, dude's out in front of a, you know, Rofo or wherever he got his ticket, sitting there. And now he's thinking, does he have a wife? Does he have a mother? Does he have a kid? Does he tell his, who, how do you break that news to someone? Hey, I won $1 million today.
Well, again, and the story details are at mdlottery.com. And here's a guy who's a husband, a father, a grandfather, a great grandfather. So he's got a lot of people when he's thinking it through. And but
maybe he'll tell anybody.
Yeah, right. And again, the quote, treasure. Chose not to tell. So, you know,
how did Grandpa get a new car? It just happened.
right, exactly. But you know, one of the things we don't talk about a lot is our Keno game, and it's a very popular social game in bars, taverns, restaurants, and people who play Keno religiously have their own mojo. They've got their own routine with numbers.
You know, 36 is my number, right? We talk about this. I have numbers. Okay,
sure,
go ahead.
Sure. So here's a mother-daughter team that goes out on the weekends and goes to their favorite haunts, and they they play Keno, and this woman has her numbers. She plays 10 numbers, which is the max you can bet. This is the bottom of the ninth. You're down by three and the bases are loaded, and you're going to swing for the fences type of strategy. So if you win on a 10 spot, which means of the 20 numbers selected, you have 10 of those 20, you win $100,000, which she did.
I was sitting, and I'm going to give you, people ask me about crab cake recommendations. And John, I consider us friends, and you've never really asked me, hey, where's the best crab cake or where's your favorite? Because I only hear that every day of my life. It used to be Ravens and Orioles and rock and roll, all the things that I've done in my life, Free the Birds. I mean, whatever. How about your book? Now it's all crab cakes. It's everywhere I go. Where's the best? Where's the favorite? There's a place called Hella's Lounge in Millersville. And I went in there with my wife, and we were on our way to go to see J.D. Souther down at Ram's Head in Annapolis. This is the beginning of the tour in August. And we sat there, this big, beautiful bar, Greek restaurant on one side, bar on the other side, but people were playing Keno at the bar. And we were kind of in on their game a little bit and having fun while we had, and here's the plug for you, okay? This is the segue to the plug for you, John, where we had the crab cake egg roll. I've only had one crab cake egg roll in my life. It was there. I was directed there. There's another place downtown that does it, but I went and it had a red pepper dipping sauce that was divine. And I had a cold beverage, but folks were playing Keno and they were rocking it. You know what I mean? Like, so when you tell me a Keno story, I'll never forget being in there that day because they had a winner. I think they only won like $50, but there was like, it was a horse race. Everybody's high-fiving. And
sure.
We were in the casino, you know, and rolling sevens.
Yeah. And, but no, Keno's a great game. People enjoy it. And like I said, we have people who are focusing on their numbers. And for this young lady, it happened to pay off very, very big. Hey, you know what else pays off? And Esther, we've talked about it before, is our Ravens scratch-off tickets.
Hold on. I've got one right here.
There you go. Not only do people play for those wonderful cash prizes, they play for the non-winning tickets into a second chance drawing. The deadline is fast approaching.
It feels like the season just started.
Well, but this is where the sounder comes in. If you want to get lucky enough to win a trip to Jacksonville, Florida with the team to see them play, I think you said it's a November game, right?
This is important. Let me point this out, okay? Because I booked this trip, okay? It's Thanksgiving weekend. Jacksonville looks good. They're winning all of a sudden, right? But it'll be warm, but it's Thanksgiving weekend. So like getting a flight to Jacksonville, no bueno. It was $600 each way. It was the most expensive flight I've ever booked, literally in the history of the team, because it's that hard to get in and out of Jacksonville or Orlando or anywhere else, or Hilton Head or anywhere. So I would just say this is a premium trip here. Don't think it like Jacksonville. Think of it like, hey man, the Ravens are going to be like probably 8-2, 8-3 at that point. I mean, this is a good season for the Ravens, John. I've been writing about that.
Well, we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Oh, no, okay. Oh, but, now we're not going to talk football with you.
But
come
right
on.
Right now, take your non-winning Ravens ticket, go to My Lottery Rewards and all the details on mdlottery.com, and you enter that in. That drawing is October 17th. Your deadline is October 17th. The drawing is actually October 18th. One lucky winner and a guest on the team playing to Jacksonville. You don't want to miss that. So that's coming up.
I like Jack. I love the Jacksonville trip. My wife and I actually looked to maybe purchase property down there 15 years ago. So we liked it so much. But John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Marilotti. I want to say one more thing about the scratch-offs here. I told you a couple weeks ago, you got to get in early because like these prizes really are dated to some degree. But then there's just the whole notion that like you can win tickets for life. That's going on a long time, right? That goes on all season, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that drawing won't culminate until actually after Super Bowl. So
yeah, you bring everybody down to the stadium and it's fun.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what else is fun is when we talk about the stadium, we do the events, Ravens Walk. So coming up, as you've already pointed out, big month in October for Ravens football. So we will be on site Sunday the 2nd, obviously Ravens and Bills coming up on the 9th. You said primetime game.
Yeah, so, big time.
That evening, Ravens and Bengals.
I hope we get good weather that day, right? For a tailgate and like all of that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
John, I got an event for you. I was at Trifecta on Saturday with my wife. We spent the whole day. My son came out, Paul Mano, a good friend of mine, just ran in. That was where everybody was, where's your favorite crab cake? Where's your favorite? Everybody came up to me talking about that. On the way out, I made a left turn and there's Roz spinning a wheel, giving away prizes. So I was a part of one of your events. So there you have it. Was late in the day and we were all tired. And but I'm gonna get Roz after a crab cake. But I mean, I actually saw what y'all do out there. I mean, it's quite something to stop by and have some fun at one of these events with your crew.
Oh, we love that Trifecta food truck and music festival at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Yeah, that's a great event for us. The Maryland Seafood Festival last week, but coming up, the things that you haven't missed that are still on the docket, if you're not going to Ravens games, the Westminster Oyster Stroll. That just sounds fun to me.
When's that?
That is October 8th in downtown Westminster. I just picture these little oysters just strolling down the street. That's probably not what it means.
Here's what I got to tell you, because this involves you in a Maryland Crab Cake tour. Okay. At the end of the tour, I went to Rock Salt Grill. This is in Westminster. It's fantastic place. So my wife didn't go with me because I was there during the afternoon. She was working, right? Because she has a real job, right? So she didn't get to go. But when we were out at the Styx concert at the fair, at the Timonium Fair that the Maryland Lottery was also at with the rides, and I was out there with Styx. And the woman next to us at the concert said, "Hey, I'm the general manager at Rock Salt Grill. I had a guy come in the other day from Columbia. He drove over. He heard your segment with Lee and he had to have our crab cake." So I made a friend. So my wife hasn't been now. And now this woman's saying to my wife, "You got to come to my place." And I'm like, "You got to go to her place. It's great." So now we have an excuse. So the 8th of October, Westminster, I'm in. Count me in.
All right, the Westminster.
Carroll County, I'm coming for you. Bring my wife.
And then on October 14th, you know, we're always around food. Have you noticed that, Nestor? The Maryland Lottery and food. It's hard.
I got the Maryland Restaurant Association. Yeah, look at there. Come on.
I know. So on the 14th, we will be in Bel Air at the Maryland State Barbecue Bash, where we'll also be doing a live pick three, pick four drawing. And those are fun to do. We take our remote TV crew out into the environment, take them out of the studio, and actually have the ball
machines. Real pickings there.
Yep.
So when I came in to get my tickets and I saw Roz and Doug, you had the old picking ball, and I took a picture from my wife because she always says, "Hey man, you're a business lottery. Maybe you get to pick the balls one night." You know, had Mickey on a show at Costas the last day of the tour, I said to Mickey, "Hey man, have you ever picked the balls?" You know, he's like, "Nah, we don't do that anymore." And I know it's different now, but you literally are going to be in Bel Air. By the way, October, did you say October, what, 14th?
The 14th and the 15th is an event. And so that
Friday. The 15th is not important. That's Jim Palmer's birthday. The 14th is really important because it's year 54 for me. October 14th is the day my mommy made me.
Front door.
Yeah. Church Home Hospital, October 14, 1968, right down at Broadway. And
will live in infamy.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always been, in the old days, there were World Series games on October 14th.
Right.
Now it's like first round of the play. You better hope that the Guardians are still in it.
right. Wow.
Well, Bel Air, barbecue. That sounds
delicious. What a red letter day October 14th is going to be then.
Well, maybe
right?
I should go to Hartford County. Barry Glassman would like that.
Wow. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
So that's a lot of fun. So October is a busy, busy month, and I'm sure we'll add more. You know, Roz and Carol Gentry and our whole team are always looking for events. So October, a busy, busy month for Maryland Lottery out there in the field.
We're having enough fun today doing this. We didn't even talk about sports wagering. All I did was crab cakes, Carroll County, Harford County. We haven't talked about, cash is king. We haven't talked about Dick Clark, but we got to do all of that, right? Anything you're going to say on the Browns now, this is the part in the segment where we go football and it's football season. I'll tell you what, Lamar's gotten better and he's the story of the league right now. And that's exciting as a Baltimore fan.
Well, it's exciting, but it's also a little dangerous, right? I mean, it's clearly not going to be a resolution to the contract unless somebody really changes their perspective. So, I'm all about betting on yourself, but man, that's a risky proposition.
It's the biggest story in sports. It really is, right? Okay. I mean, I don't just mean from what I talk about here. When I see on Twitter, national people, everyone, Lamar, and the more he plays well, this is a weird game with a 1 o'clock and then the Bengals after that. And the Bengals now 1-2. This is a really crucial time for the Ravens. I think we've only won one playoff game in, 10 years. That if this is the year the purple flags go up, and that would be exciting with the Orioles and what's going on with their offseason. And we need it. It's Baltimore positive, John. I mean, we need it right now.
And it wasn't that long ago, Nestor. It wasn't that long ago when Joe Flacco bet on himself and hoisted the Lombardi Trophy and got paid $20 million a year. And everybody went, are you kidding me? $20 million a year for Joe Flacco. And now look where we're at.
John, I've been doing this since 1991, so I remember when, like, Cal Ripken, I mean, I love Cal, but $6 million a year? That's, that was, my mother never understood that, you know what I mean? But here we are. I mean, $50 million a year, that's the going rate. That's where we are. And we got World Cup soccer in a couple weeks. We'll see, those guys are all making $100 million a year over in Europe. John Martin is here. He's trying to give you $100 million, at least $1 million, or maybe just a trip to Jacksonville if you get some scratch-offs. I'm going to be this week at the Beaumont in Catonsville doing the scratch-off thing, the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill Window Nation and our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Just had a really successful restaurant week. We're going to get Marshall Weston out to talk about that. So you're getting me hungry for my birthday and football. And I didn't even mention, like, the jackpots are nuts right now. My wife's out running around, both the jackpots, $300 million plus. So get out there and play. And anything on sports wagering, any news, any swarky stuff to throw in here or no?
Just a quick update for everybody. The application process for the remainder of the retail and mobile licenses is October 21st. So once everything comes in and we can start to go through all the applications, we are still very hopeful that we'll ride the momentum here and get somebody up and running well before the end of the year, and probably more than one person. So it should be a good holiday season, good month of December for people looking for mobile wagering.
All right, here's where Uncle Nestor comes in and says, look, it's football season. Don't go overboard here on the weekends. Play responsibly. I always want to make sure that I throw that out, because we've been doing this here a long time, and I've seen the results of not playing responsibly amongst friends and family members. Don't want that. So now that it's legal, now that it's good, get out, play, but do it on the up and up, and know your number. Set a budget for yourself.
Have a game plan and stick to it.
There you go. John, appreciate you, man. All right. Hey, next week, you're going to wear the Guardian hat the whole segment?
I think we'll save it for the playoffs. I mean, right now it's sitting there. I've there's so much champagne on it. It's got to dry out a little bit.
Oh man. When your sports team wins, you're allowed to, just talk
it.
Just talk. Well, just, hey man, I mean,
we didn't even talk about the Brown Steelers. Didn't even mention that.
Well, the Steelers may be the doormat, right? I mean, maybe, right? That's where we are.
Hey,
right?
We can only wish. We can only wish.
I'm not going to say that with two games left on the calendar with them, because last month I went up and hung out with Tomlin during the tour in Latrobe. And when I see him lately, and I've seen him three times this offseason, we've gotten together and communicated and hung out. I saw him at the owners' meetings. Every time I see him, he puts his arm around me, gives me the big bear hug. Hey man, when y'all go come in and beat us, man? When are you going to beat us? So the Ravens haven't beaten the Steelers in 3 years. So we're not allowed to talk about it. So it's much in the way when you beat them last week, you get to talk about it till the next time. That's sort of the fun of all of this, but I'm still worried about the Bengals next week.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a great year.
Oh, it already is, man. It's fun talking football. John Martin, director of all things Maryland lottery and gaming and sports wagering and Raven scratch-offs and all the stuff we have going on. We're going to be back out doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour each and every week. And we love talking to John, love talking sports. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.